saying how you feel.
So in other words, like if you say, I feel angry, but you're not angry, but you can feel it. Because I've had that happen to me before, like feel anger and I'm not angry and I don't know where it's coming from. And I'm like, why am I feeling anger?
Yes.
And so I would pray against it and start praying for, you know, like you said, forgiveness and pray against that spirit.
Yeah.
Because it's a spirit.
In that too, if somebody says, I feel angry, but is not angry, is just speaking it out, then the law of attraction attracts anger towards that person. Because remember, anger is a frequency. Again, yeah, we are in the body. The body is something that is used by spirits. Spirits are roaming around. Energies are roaming around. So if I say I'm angry, but I'm not angry, then I call anger. There is a law of attraction that is called the law of attraction in science, and there is the law of algorithm. So everything I call, everything I speak, I call it upon myself. You catch it?
Right.
Yeah, because it's in the air. If I say, I feel bitterness, I dislike this person, then the spirit of dislike will enter that person. It will be drawn, it will be attracted to that person. And that person will start to carry it out. Even though he spoke it without feeling it, but if he speaks it, he calls it out. He calls it. He makes himself available. He avails himself towards that spiritual energy in the atmosphere. Remember, everything we feel is spiritual.
Yes.
Bitterness is not bitter until I own it.
Until you accept it, yeah.
Yes, until you accept it. Somebody cannot say you are bitter. If you're not bitter and somebody is saying you are bitter, well, but if somebody is naturally or physically bitter, then he is bitter. Yeah?
Yes, yes.
So everything we own as feelings and emotions, it is spiritual in its source. It is spiritual in its nature until we now own it in our body, and then it becomes an emotion. It becomes a feeling.
You have to resist those negative feelings and negative emotions.
You have to resist their environment. Now we are talking about environment. You have to resist their environment. You have to resist their friendship. You have to resist their communication. You have to resist being kind to them and surrounding you and feeding you. You have to resist all that. So this is what we are also going to do in the 40 days of fasting and prayer. Change environment. Change environment. Come from the environment that influences a person in being negative, so that you may come into an environment that influences a person to be positive. If I'm in the emotional influence of emotion turmoil and I'm in emotional chaos, crisis, I need to come out of that environment, to enter in an environment that influences me to have attributes. I'm kind, I'm good, I'm righteous, I'm positive, I'm friendly, yeah, I'm forgiving, yeah. You catch it so far? So the body itself is just an abode. It's a suit which we own to express how we feel. But what we feel, these are spiritual sources. And the spiritual source is sometimes negative, satanic, evil, devilish, horoscopic, astrologically perverted, yeah, witchcraftly influenced, being the tongue that cultivates evil speech or evil vows in Mother Earth. Yeah? And on the other side of the coin, the spiritual source which inspires the human status in the art of speaking, enabling humanity to utter out vows. That ability could derive its inspiration. Can everybody hear me? There's somebody's mic that is distracting there. Whose mic is that? Okay, is it off now? Yeah. The spiritual source which inspires the human status in the art of speaking, enabling humanity to utter out vows. That ability could derive its spiritual and influence from the positive, godly, good plan of God who created the heavens and the earth. In case if a man is breaking God's laws, totally being disobedient, listening, speaking, and following vows that are false, displeasing in the sight of God, and being rebellious towards God's instructions or leadership, there comes a fullness of time when God allows that person. Yes, there comes a fullness of time when God allows that person to be overtaken by the traps of a lying spirit. Can you hear me?
There's a bunch of noise going on. I don't know where it's coming from.
Is that my car? It's my car, sorry.
Yeah, put off your mic if it's too much distraction coming from you.
He said God allows them to fall into a snare.
Yeah. In case, now listen to this. I'll repeat this because sometimes when you're transmitting something, and some energies take over from, we can also become victims and somebody becomes a distraction. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So whenever God is, now let me just say this and then I'm going to go back to the point. In every place where we are being taught how to be good, how to be like God, there must be mentoring us and disciplining us. They all go together. It's not just a place of giving you information, but it's a place of discipline too. It's a place of mentoring too. Yeah. Because the moment you are hearing the word, for example, obedience, what is the opposite of obedience?
Disobedience.
The opposite of obedience is disobedience. So the moment you are being told to obey, guess what? Disobedience will be there to cultivate or make a person react in disobedience, respond in disobedience. That's why the Bible says that God took them in the wilderness to be tempted for 40 years. Why does now God take them to be tempted? Because temptation is going to command them to do certain things, and that commandment of being obedient activates the spirit of disobedience to either influence that person or to either reflect itself through that person, if it's already in the person. Write that down. When a person is commanded to obey, the opposite of obedience, which is disobedience, will now either be attracted towards that person, or it will start to leave, reflect itself, if it's already in that person. Why? Because now it's trying to counterfeit, to oppose, and to fight obedience. Obedience is the attribute, and disobedience is the emotion. Okay? So when God took them in the wilderness for 40 years, he was taking them in a place of temptation to train. It's a place of training. Not that he threw them in temptation to see how they can be devoured and overcome by temptation, but rather that temptation started to acknowledge them because they were commanded to be holy. So unholiness started to acknowledge them. They were commanded to be obedient. So disobedience started to follow them around. Okay, if they've commanded them to obey, let me tempt them to disobey. Are you catching what I'm saying now? So when God calls us out of the world, the calling that he has called us, there is another activation of an evil force that is trying to retain us, or trying to divert us, or trying to turn us into wicked. Write this down. The word wicked means to twist. Wicked. The word wicked means to twist. So if you say someone is wicked, you're meaning somebody is twisted. twisted. How is he twisted? Instead of going left or right, he's going left. He's doing the opposite. Okay, so this message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Courthouse. Celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.